The riff on Megillah, Davchet Amud Aleph, we're by the two dots. Amar Rava. Hi, Veikanishta. If you have this shul, Chalufa Vizbuna Shari, if you want to exchange it for something or sell it, so that could be permitted. Ogura, if you want to rent it, Umashkona, or give it for collateral, Asu. That's prohibited. Chilufa, Kmo Chalipin, Lachlif, if you're going to exchange it. We give the shul, they give us 10 plots of land. Yeah. Chalufa, Vizbuna, or to sell it, Shari, that's permitted. Ogura, to rent it, Umashkona, or to give it for collateral, that's Asu. My time, Bikdushata Kaime, because it maintains its holiness. If you've sold it or exchanged it for something, so we say the holiness goes off of the shul onto the object or the money you received. But if you're just renting it out, or you've taken something that you're holding on to collateral in exchange, so even though you might use, let's say the guy has 10 Sifrei Torah you need, the community needs the 10 Sifrei Torah. So we say, okay, we'll take the 10 Sifrei Torah, you take the shul, and when we need the shul back, we'll take the shul back. So right now you're using Sifrei Torah, that's very nice, but the shul has its holiness. If he wants to use it as a bar or even as a home, that's still a holy shul. He can't do what he likes in it. So that's why if you want to exchange it or sell it, that's permitted, because then the holiness comes off of it. But if you're going to rent it out or make some other exchange where it's still yours, that's a seal that's prohibited. My time, what's the reasoning? Bikdushat HaKaima, it stands in its holiness, Kedemikara, just as it was initially. Livne, the bricks, Nami also, Chilufinu Vizbuninu Shari, to exchange the bricks of a shul for something else, or to sell them, that's permitted. Uzfinu, but if you're going to lend them, asu, you're going to give them to someone else in a manner where ultimately you're going to get them back, that's prohibited. Ma'ani midi batika, that's only with old bricks that were part of a shul. Aval bechadita, but with new bricks, let lanva, then we don't care. Then you could lend them or give them as a collateral, whatever the situation is, you could give it to someone else, and eventually you'll get it back. Now we have a machloket in general. Hazmana miltahi or not? Do we say that the fact that you prepared something to be used for holiness? Lemanda amar. Lamed mem dalet is rashi tevot lemanda amar. And even according to the opinion that says hazmana miltahi, that hazmana, the preparation of something, designating something for a purpose. Miltai, that's something. It takes effect. Hani mili, heinun memes. Hani mili, when do we say this? Kigon beged limit. Dechazi lishtumushebe. For example, if you prepare a garment, you say, this is for that corpse. So it's ready to be used. Aval hani, but these things, the bricks, you can't use them as a shul. You have to build them. So that's kitavui la'arugdami. That's like buying thread to weave a garment for the corpse. We don't say because you said this thread is going to be used for the corpse, that thread's already designated for that, you can't use it for something else. If you have a garment, we say once you've designated it for a corpse, you can't use it for someone else. You can't give it to someone else. Because the hazmana miltai, there's an opinion that says once you've designated something, that takes effect. But here we say the bricks, even if you hold as mana miltahi, even if you hold in other areas, designation takes effect. But in this, the bricks is like having string you're going to weave a garment from. You can't say, because I planned on weaving a garment for this corpse from this string, so that's already takes effect. It doesn't take effect because it's not yet ready to be used for the corpse. Veleka mandama matna bishivatu ve'ir mamadan she'ir. Veleka mandama, I'm sorry, period. And no one holds that over here you could say as mana milte. Veleka, and there isn't mandama an opinion. Milta means it takes effect. It is. It's something. Milta is like, miltahi, it is something. Which in our language would mean it takes effect. If you say that designating something is something already, meaning it takes some effect, it takes some hold, so you wouldn't say that about the strings that you'll make a garment for the dead. By the same token, you don't say it about the bricks that will be used to build the shul. V'leka mandaman, there's no one of that opinion. Matana b'shivatu v'ha'il ma'amad anshe'ir. What about a gift? If the city wants to give the shul as a gift to someone, and they're going to do it with board members, and the whole city agrees, they want to give the shul as a gift. So, do we say that now the holiness comes off the shul? You remember we said, if you want to lend the shul, then let's say you have the Caesar, and the city is scared he's going to make a bad decree against them. So they say, we got to give him a gift. We don't have anything to give him a gift. We're all poor farmers. So we say, the only thing of value we have is the shul. So we want to give it as a gift. So can we give it as a gift? If everyone agrees, we want to give this gift. The whole city agrees, and the board members, the Shivat Tuvayir, everyone agrees. So that, pligi ba Ravacha veRavina. That's a machlokas, Ravacha and Ravina. Chad amar, chad asar, one prohibits it, v'chad sharim, one permits it. Manda asar, the one who prohibits, v'mayti paka kedushata. And what will that holiness come off? Just like we said, you can't rent out a shul and say, well, it's no longer holy as a shul, because where's the holiness go?
If you sell it,
it goes on the money, but if you rent it, it's still holy. So by the same token here, if you gave it as a gift, where'd the holiness go? It doesn't come off it and go on something else. You're just giving it away as a gift. Where are you? Uman deshari, that's what we're up to. And the one who permits it, Amar, he says, ilav dehavele hana'amine, if not for the fact that they had some benefit from giving this gift.
If,
right. Kmo im. In Aramaic is like im. Ilav, if not, dehavele hana'amine, that they had some benefit from this. Lo yahiv le matana. They wouldn't have given this gift. Hilkach. Havele matana kizvine. Therefore, this gift is really like a sale. They're getting something in exchange. You don't know to quantify it necessarily. Right now, on the surface of things, it's a gift. But there is some benefit that they're getting. Ve'irchata keman deshari. And therefore, the halacha says the rif is like the opinion that permits giving a shul as a gift. So the rif tells us that's how the rif paskins halacha. Tanu Abanan. The next Gemara is a very, very important Gemara. It has a lot of halachic implications. And I think we're going to pick up over here next week, because you guys want to still get some Mishlei Tehillim done, right? If you want, we could do this. This is a very, very important Gemara, halachically. Shows up in Shulchan Aruch. What's the vote?
I mean, you should have a vote.
What do you say, man?
We can only do tonight.
Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanai quote. Tashmishei mitzvah. If you have things that are used for a mitzvah.
The Tanu Rabbanan is a Mishnah.
Is a Braisa.
That's
from the Beis Medrash of Rav Chiya or Rav Oshia. That's a bona fide Braisa. It's a Braisa that we know the gears of the Braisa has been verified. And so it has more weight than a regular braisa.
And Tana is just a regular.
Tana is a braisa. Let's continue. Tana is a braisa. We'll talk about it a different time. Tanu Rabbanan. Tashmishei. No, it's a good question. But we got to do this now. Tashmishei mitzvah. If you have things that are used for a mitzvah, nizrakim. After you finish the mitzvah, they can be discarded. Tashmishei kedusha. Things that are of holiness, and we'll define this in a second, nignazin. When you finish their use, you cannot just discard them. They have to be put, what we call in gniza. You bury them. Nignazin literally means they are concealed, but what it means is you put them away in a respectable way. Ve'elu hen tashmishei mitzvah. The following things are what you use for a mitzvah. Sukkah, lulav, tzitzit, shofar. All those are things that you perform a mitzvah with. You finish the mitzvah, you want to throw out your lulav, you could. You want to throw out the sukkah, you could. You want to throw away your tzitzis, you could. You want to throw away a shofar, you could. Ve'elu ein tashmishei kedusha. What do we mean when we say tashmishei kedusha? So that, he says like this. Deluska'ot, tefillin, mezuzot, v'tikshel sefer Torah. Or these are things that have holiness in them. You have tefillin, you have the parsha of Shema. Yeah, mezuzis. That's also the parasha of Shema Vayim Shema. I don't remember what luskot is. I don't remember. Sorry. I have to look it up. Rashi gives us a French word and I don't know what it is.
What does it say?
Huh?
What does it say?
Rashi says Kaisha.
Kaisha?
Yeah. I don't remember what it is. V'tiksha Sefer Torah. If you have the long coat that covers the Sefer Torah, v'naltik shel tefillin. Okay. What? Why is it called the tik? Rashi says it's long. That's why it's called the tik. Naltik is a small case, and tik is a long case. V'naltik shel tefillin, and the encasing of the tefillin. And the straps of the tefillin, that you bind the tefillin on your head. So all these things, even though really they're also used with the mitzvah, but we say because they are tashmishei kedusha, there are things that have psukim, there are things that have holiness within them, so they must be buried. You can't just throw them out. Yeah?
So an artik of tefillin is the black box in which you put the... Once you put the parshiot, or is it the thing that you encase it in?
It's a good question. We will say it's the thing that you encase it in.
You mean like the thing you take it out of to put it on?
Correct. That's what we will say for today.
Well, it's possible it could be also the thing that you put the leather in. It's not the leather.
You know what kind of chavrusa you have here?
The box.
He's throwing me into machlokas not the Behuda and Beis Yosef. So let's hold off on it and let's just say it's the box that you put your tefillin in. What we call tefillin generally today is the parshiot together with the black thing they're in. What you put on your head, we call that tefillin. The not the Behuda has a very special shita where he says tefillin is a reference just to the parshiot. That's a chiddush of the Noda Behuda. He's arguing on a Beis Yosef. But let's leave that. What are you throwing? You're throwing me. You're zhuk. I know. You're just asking good questions.
Generally, you know, I write my questions. I save them to the emperor. I thought, you know, I learn Gemara.
You're 100% right. You're 100% right.
In the middle of.
Yedidia Yekar. It's a good question. I marvel at how you see this Gemara for the first time and you ask me questions that take you zhuk to huge machlokot. Okay. So Nartik Shel Tefillin, we will learn simply, is that box that you put your tefillin in. The tefillin, we will say, is the thing you put on your head or on your arm. And Nartik, we will say, is the case it goes into. Virtzuotayin, and the straps of the tefillin. So this is what the Braisa says. Yeah, till here, pretty clear. Yeah, now you guys had a very basic look at a basic Braisa that much of this applies halachically. Of course, we don't rule from the Rif. We'll have to learn more in order to know halacha, but we're getting the basis for halacha. A lot of this is quoted in halacha. Amar Rava. So Rava told us, Mereish, initially, Hava Amina used to say, Kulsya Tashmish to Tashmish. The Bima. Kulsya is the, how do you say Bima in English?
A Bima.
No.
And
the platform in the center of Shul, where we place the Torah scroll, is really support to support, because you put on top of the platform, you put you spread out a tablecloth, and then you put the Sefer Torah on top of the tablecloth. So this is a support to the support of the Torah. Kevan de chazina de motvan sifra alei, but once I saw that people do put it straight on the bima. They put it on the platform without the tablecloth. Amina tashmish kedusha. So I ruled that is a tashmish kedusha. The Amar Rava. Hai tevuta de irpat. If you have a teva and it got ruined. De irpat mavde tevuta zutrati. Shari, if you want to make of it a smaller teva, so that's okay. If you have an ark that got broken and you want to make it into a smaller ark, that's okay. Kulsya, But if you want to make it into a bench that you'll put the Sefer Torah on, or a platform that you'll put the Sefer Torah, a bima, that's a seal. That's prohibited. You're not allowed to make it into a bima. Now, cool siyah. If the bima, the platform, started breaking down, then mabde kul siya zutra shari. If you want to make it into a smaller bima, smaller platform, that's permitted. Dalga le kul siya, but if you want to make it into a step to the platform, asil, that's prohibited. Ve'ama rava in ravatot. Merei shava mina nishali, Rava says, I thought, hai perisa tashmish tish tashmishu. When you have perisa, says Rashi, there is no Rashi. What's perisa? Just a second. If I remember correctly, perisa is... Let me check just a second. I don't want to say. 1 second. Let's go back to Gemara and see if Rashi over there tells us.
Is there a way to know from where in the Gemara the Rif is?
Yeah, on the side, they always tell you.
Where?
So over here it tells you Chav Zayin Amar Aleph. And beforehand it told you Chav
Aleph Pei Zayin was
there. Aleph Pei Zayin are letters in the... There were letters for the order of the Rif in an earlier printing. So, if I'm not mistaken, that's where Aleph Pei Zayin is. There were earlier printings, which the reference was, it was broken up into letters.
So,
just a second.
Where it says here, Daf Reish Lamech, it means that's where this whole section is brought from.
Right, in the original, in an earlier printing, right.
But there's no way to know exactly where in the Gemara, just in general.
Well, it tells you right here that here starts Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and up until here was Chav Vav Amud Beis. Yeah, prisa are the curtains. If you have the, like the paroches, prisa is the curtains of the Aron HaKodesh. So initially I thought, tashmish de tashmishu. That's the curtain in front of the Aron, and the Aron is where the Sefer Torah goes. Kevan de chazina, once I saw, de aifile umanchi Sefer Torah iluye, once I saw that what they sometimes do is they take it down, they wrap a Sefer Torah with it, they take it down and put the Sefer Torah on it. I don't know exactly how to translate the word de'aifile. Inami pasile asifra, or else they wrap it directly on the Sefer. Amina tashmish kedusha. So then I said, this is direct tashmish kedusha. This is a... It's not a tashmish de tashmish, a support of a support. Notice that we don't know yet what the din is with tashmish de tashmish. We know what the din is with tashmish ek dusha, we don't know what the din is with tashmish de tashmish. Okay. We'll pick up here Bezachim next time. Lama Rava. Rava tot. Hani zivule de chumshe. When you have the Chumashim, that wore the zvude over here, is the wrappings, like the what they'd wrap a chumash with. Back then, chumash was written like on parchment, so they'd wrap it. So the zvude, the like the sack that they'd put the chumashim in, and chumashim in their times were also written on parchment. The kumterei de sifrei, and the Kumtere, says Rashi, He gives us some kind of like an ark. Kumtra is like an argaz, how do you say it in English?
Box.
Some kind of box they used to put it in. So the be it the wrapping, the be it the bag they put the chumash in, or the box they put the svarim in, tashmishei kedushaninu. That we treat as tashmishei kedusha. Now, nowadays, be careful. It's not so simple how to apply this. V'nignazim, and they have to be buried. Pshita, the Gemara says that's obvious.
Zibule is like the binding string.
So zibule is no. It's more like the bag they put it in. They had a special bag. They had a special sack that it would go in. Figure, if you have a scroll that you spent 20 hours writing of the book of Vayikra or something, you had a special bag for it.
Yeah.
So, that kumtere is like an argaz of sfarim. Tashmishei kedusha ninu v'nignazim, and they have to be buried. They are. Pshita, the Gemara says, that's obvious. Ma'udetem, I might think, hani lav lechavod avidei. They're not there to honor the books of Torah. Linturei v'alma avidei. They're simply there to protect them, to watch them. Lintor is like lishmo. The uche androna damyan. And they're like an androna. They're just like a room. You put them in there, just like you put them in the room. The room doesn't get holiness. You put them in the sack. You put them in the aron. That doesn't get holiness. Kamash malan. It teaches us not that way. That they do have holiness, and they're called tashmishei kedusha. Nowadays, it's more complicated, because our books have the jackets. And the jacket is like a cover to the book. And when you put the book bent down on a bookshelf, you're really putting the jacket down. So that needs discussion. Our books are printed. Our sfarim, they're not handwritten. So there's what to discuss.